Hi, this is Popcorn Fairy 28, and this is a podfic of Lightsaber Golf by me. Summary. Perry really should have guessed when Phineas and Ferb got their first training lightsabers they'd figure out some way to turn it into a game, and that they'd invite their friends to play said game. Author's beginning notes. I'm not entirely sure how my brain thought of this. One moment I'm watching the Eras Tour movie, and the next I'm thinking of writing a Phineas and Ferb Star Wars one-shot. Oh well, welcome to the first installment of the Perry the Teenage Rebel subseries. I thought I was gonna do something else for Star Wars Day, but the brain writes what it wants, apparently. Shh, it may not be May the 4th anymore in my time zone, but I'm close. That's a good excuse to write some Stacy and Perry interaction, that's for sure. End of beginning notes. Perry really should have seen this coming, after he'd started taking Phineas and Ferb to Ben Kenobi's for weekly Jedi lessons. He knew they wouldn't quite understand the gravity of the situation, and while they would take it seriously, they were still very young, at 7 years of age, and utterly innocent. They actually liked living on Tatooine, and nobody liked that. Well, at least nobody that Perry hung around. So really, Perry should have known they wouldn't see the Jedi's arts as something to hide, but they would instead marvel at its fascinating nature. When they got their first training lightsabers, they'd find something fun to do with them. They learned quickly how to modify them, and so today they were all out in the blazing hot, frankly dangerous desert, playing golf with lightsabers. Modified, relatively harmless ones, sure, but they were still lightsabers if they were caught. And it wasn't just Perry and his brothers. Now, Phineas and Ferb had invited some of their friends and their older siblings to play, who thought it was the coolest thing. Perry was fairly certain none of these kids quite realized what they were playing with. Jedi, after all, were believed to be a myth for quite a bit of the population, or at the very least something of the past. Perry stood, alert for danger, with his unmodified lightsaber hidden in his boot. Unfortunately, this meant that he was doing rather poorly in the game. Oh, cheer up, Perry! Stacy Hirano, current reigning champion of the game, came up to him, trolling her lightsaber golf club. Perry schooled his expression. If he was going to be a good secret rebel spy, he couldn't be so lax in that department. I'm sure you'll get the next one! He raised his eyebrow and answered, I doubt it, and it's not like I'll catch up to you, golfing queen. Stacy beamed at the title, which made Perry smile some. I know, isn't it so cool? She gushed. I don't want to get too cocky, but I've never been so good at something. Not since Candy and... She cut off suddenly at the accidental reminder of her ex-best friend. Stacy's ex-best friend, Candace Flynn, had also been Phineas's older sister, Linda's biological daughter, who had left over a year before the Fletchers had even arrived on Tatooine, so Perry had never met her. He didn't really care much to either, considering he was working on the opposite side, but he did feel bad for his stepmom and Phineas's loss of her. Sometimes he wondered what it would be like to meet someone who had been so convicted to join the Empire even younger than he had been when he joined the Rebellion. Well, if my stepsister ever comes back to Tatooine, I'll be sure to tell her about your valiant victory here today, Perry assured her with a hint of teasing. But you've got to win first. Oh, yeah, right, Stacy said sheepishly. They walked back to where their siblings and their friends were waiting and continued playing, but Perry stayed alert. It would only take one slip-up, and Perry wouldn't be able to make good on his promise should Candace ever return. End of story. Author's end notes. I can't wait to get to season 4 and rewriting the show, LOL. The end.